Yesterday we looked at various examples from the Ahadith and from Quranic verses about inanimate, not non-living things that actually praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So one is, for an example, we spoke about how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't kill frogs because they croaks at tasbih. The Nabi who wanted to burn an entire colony of ants because one ant bit him. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that, do you want to burn an entire nation of creatures that glorify me? We spoke about the verse of Surah Baqarah, that there are rocks or there are stones that fall because of the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we spoke about the verses of Surah Sa'd, إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَا بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about how the mountains would glorify Allah evening and daybreak with Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, verily the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, including the fish, pray for the forgiveness of an alim, a scholar of deen. So it means that if it's all the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, it's those that are inanimate and non-living as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Uhud is such a mountain that we love it and it loves us, meaning it has some degree of consciousness to love. Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu anhu saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, there's a stone in Makkah that I recognize. It used to greet me before I proclaimed to be a Nabi. Then we spoke about how the tree trunk wept when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam no longer was leaning on it and started using the mimbar that was built for him. The scholars say that there are narrations that tell us even pebbles that were in the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you could hear them making dhikr. It was a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you could hear the food making dhikr, the food that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was about to consume. Some scholars, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, has written this in Ma'arif al-Quran, that they say even the sound, the creaking of the doors when you open it and close it, that is a dhikr and remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Falillahi alhamd, subhanallah. Allah then concludes the verse by saying, undoubtedly He is forbearing, most forgiving. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Meaning that He won't punish you immediately for the wrong that you do. He will grant you respite. But eventually your wrong deeds will catch up with you if you choose to be, to continue with your wrong. Now in the next verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. When you recite the Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. We place between you and those who do not believe in the year after, حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا, an invisible barrier. In other words, when a person doesn't want to believe in the year after, he does not bother about the consequences of good and evil, he does not worry about what will his outcome be, then what heed is he going to pay to the advice of the Quran? His attitude now becomes an invisible barrier between him and the guidance of the Quran affecting him positively. It becomes an invisible barrier between him and benefiting from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the same would apply to us, even if it's not on the level of iman, but on the level of hamal and action. That if we just have no concern for the after, although we believe in the after, we have no concern for the consequences of our actions, although we know and we believe that there's consequences, then that becomes an invisible barrier in terms of us benefiting from the Quran, in terms of us benefiting from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of us benefiting from the scholars, in terms of us benefiting from the advices of deen that we hear from time to time. And we should be careful about developing this invisible barrier that blocks us off from hidayat, from tawfiq, from the mercy and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.